Doug Wright.
I could have been a contender. I could have been somebody instead of a bum.
The Doug Wright Show.
The one thing you don't want is air in the conversation.
On KSL News Radio.
When I read this story this morning, I thought, oh man, we've got to talk about this. We're also concerned about those who are sexual predators who live among us. And some of the just horrific stories that we have heard have caused some communities to go to some rather extraordinary lengths to protect their populace in general, women in particular, children especially. And this program, we've heard about the various things on where people can live, where they can go, what they can do, where they're, you know, the sex registry that is out there and so on. And many who have been convicted sex offenders say, look, you know, I've paid my debt to society. And I'm paying a fairly high price now by being on a sex offender registry. And does it never end? And there's some truth to that. But the crime, you know, the old thing, the punishment fit the crime against particularly children, when it comes to sexual predators, is so incomprehensible to most of us, thank heaven, we cannot even go there, cannot even think about it, cannot understand it at any level. What we do understand is that at any level you can imagine, bring into that religious, bring into it cultural, bring into it just normal human decency, it is inconceivable to most people. Oh, it's an interesting thing to discuss. We have Bruce, who is joining us on the cell phone. Bruce, we appreciate your phone call. How you doing?
Real good. I'm a convicted sex offender, and so I have perhaps a little bit different viewpoint than some of the others. I spent several years at the Point of the Mountain there in Draper. And my observation was that there were basically two kinds of inmates. There were the ones who realized what they'd done, which includes me. You'll probably hear it in my voice because it bothers me no end what I did. And there's others who just figure like, so what?
Yeah.
And it's the so whats we have to worry about. The problem with a program like New Jersey has is that the guys that feel that they've done something wrong and want to do what's right are going to follow the law. The guys who say, so what, it's not going to make a bit of difference to them.
Yeah, well, not interesting.
And one thing that's kind of on another tack, but still is on the sex offender thing, my observation was that in the area where I lived, which happened in the prison, that is, which happened to be in the Ochre facility, if you're familiar with that.
Yeah, yeah.
There were, I would guess, close to 30% of the men that I would guess could be released with no danger to the community whatsoever. There's probably another 30% that I wouldn't want to ever see out, and that's pretty bad for, I guess, for an inmate to say that against guys that he's lived with.
Yeah.
But some of them, I mean, talk about incorrigible. And one of the things that I've, in my particular case, my children were part of my victims.
Yeah.
And, oh boy, this is getting me, because it bothers me. But anyway, my daughters confronted me one day with how they had been hurt by what I did. And this is before the officials ever knew about it.
Yeah.
And that was enough to turn my life around, to straighten up. And sometimes I think that they miss the boat in their therapy. They try and separate the victim and the perpetrator. And I don't think you should compel a victim to do anything. They've been victimized enough already.
Yeah.
But if they want to confront the perpetrator and let him know, or her know, in a few cases it is a lady. Well, I don't know about a lady, a woman anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
But if the victim feels that they would like to confront the perpetrator, I'd say encourage them to do it, because there's nothing that'll hit the perpetrator with any kind of a heart at all. It stabs him right in the heart.
Yeah. How are you doing anyway?
I'm sure you can hear it by voice.
I can. How are you doing? How's your family doing?
My kids won't have a thing to do with me. That's very hard.
Yeah.
I love them dearly. My door's always open to them if they do want to come in. but I am prohibited by court decree from even writing them a letter or contacting them indirectly. My family reports how they're doing, and I'm tickled pink when they do well. But I did what I did. And so the fact that they don't want to have anything to do with me, that's their right. I have no problem with that whatsoever. Well, I don't argue with it, put it that way.
Yeah.
I have a problem with it because I don't like it. But I can understand their point, and if that's the way they feel, that's the way they feel.
Have you got your life under control?
Yeah, I'm 70 years old. I'm retired because I have to be retired because nobody will hire me. Financially, I don't do too well, but I have enough money. I'm interested in pioneer history, and so I do a lot of traveling. That'll let everybody on the air that knows me know who's talking now. But I have been surprisingly well received by my ward. And if you want to help stop sex predators, one of the best ways is to make sure that every lonely person in your community has a friend. Almost to a man in prison, the guy said it had very little to do with sex, it had very little to do with control, as the therapist seemed to think it is. Almost to a man, it said, I was just so desperately lonely. And that was my situation.
Wow. Bruce's phone call took a lot of courage, and
I got tears running down my cheeks.
Yeah, I can feel that. I appreciate your candidness, and I sincerely and honestly wish you well.
But there's two things you can do to stop sex. You can never stop it, but to reduce the chance of your children being involved, first let them know that you love them. And the best way is to spend time with them. Not just tell them. You have to tell them. You have to hug them. But spend quality time with them, and then make sure that as near as possible, there's nobody desperately lonely in your neighborhood. And if somebody does come back from prison, watch him. Keep your eyes open. Warn your children. But also make sure he feels accepted by the community, because until he's accepted, he's a real threat to the community.
Bruce, do you have it totally under control? Just a real candid, straight-up question. Are you totally under control? Do you consider yourself in any way, shape, or form a threat to children or society?
No, if anything, I am absolutely no threat, because I know that I hurt the kids, but I also hurt me.
Yeah.
And this is kind of selfish, I guess, because one of the things that keeps me from ever offending again is the memory of the ache, the absolute devastation I felt when my daughters confronted me, and I will never put myself in a position to have that happen again.
Bruce, I appreciate your phone call and you being so candid with us.
If he hasn't made somebody mad today, he's probably on vacation. Doug Wright on 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. KSL News Radio.